Good morning, May 10th, 2026. Time for your harm reduction briefing. A few threads stand out today. Federal addiction policy is colliding with funding restrictions, and one funding deadline is just 3 days away. Disclaimer: this software uses AI to aggregate content and transcribe it to speech. Please double-check sources before putting any information into action. Starting with news, the Los Angeles Times reports that Trump's drug strategy aims to bolster addiction services, despite gutting government support. A related signal comes from the United Kingdom. Filter looks at a new landscape there described as banning cigarettes while threatening vapes. In the Social Pulse, one post centered on language and lived experience. On LinkedIn, Azzy May writes that language has direct interpersonal impacts, along with immediate and long-term impacts on dominant discourse, and argues that language should capture, or at least leave space for, the nuance of complex situations. Another item points to a federal funding fight. On Blue Sky, Alicia Ault reports that congressional Democrats wrote to SAMHSA seeking immediate reversal of a policy that bars grantees from using funds for harm reduction tools like drug test strips for users. That is worth watching closely if your work depends on federal grant compliance. Shifting from innovation to the broader discourse around harm reduction, there was also a supportive message from Pennsylvania. On X, PA Drug Alcohol highlighted overdose prevention program partner Connection AOD for expanding access to overdose prevention supplies, including naloxone, on campus and in the community. In contrast, another X post from Bill Iceberg pushed a punitive message, arguing against the social safety net and in favor of forced intervention. This is best understood as opposition messaging around harm reduction rather than a service update. Looking at research, one study examines implementing a jail-based buprenorphine program in a small Appalachian facility, using CIFR and ERIC to draw out practical implementation insights. For listeners working in rural or smaller correctional settings, this may be one of the more directly applicable research items in today's brief. Another paper in Harm Reduction Journal looks at the characteristics and experiences of parents accessing prescribed safer supply in British Columbia during 2020 and 2021. And a Canadian cohort study examines uptake and retention on prescribed psychostimulants for harm reduction. On the policy front, Kansas has enacted a measure authorizing registered nurse anesthetists to prescribe, procure, and administer drugs consistent with their education and qualifications. Turning to funding, there are three current opportunities to note. First, the Bureau of Justice Assistance has its fiscal year 2025 comprehensive opioid, stimulant, and substance use program investigations training and technical assistance opportunity, with a deadline of May 13, 2026. That deadline is coming up very soon. Next, the Centers for Disease Control has a comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act opportunity through NCIPC, with a deadline of June 8, 2026. There is also an open pitch through the Smart Family Fund's Angel Philanthropy Program for early-stage nonprofit funding. First-time grants range from $25,000 to $100,000. For any additional funding opportunities flagged by the newsletter, check out the browser version. And finally, in activism, the National Council for Mental Well-Being is asking people to contact Congress in support of the Ensuring Excellence in Mental Health Act.
Shatterproof is also promoting a webinar on Kratom, covering research, risks, and policy. If that webinar is relevant to your work, it may be worth checking the event details soon. That is your morning briefing. Stay informed, stay grounded, and have a strong start to your day.